ends with the return of Jesus. And when you have time to look at how they understand the return of Jesus, it's very clear that the return of Jesus from the Marian perspective is the personation of Christ by Satan. And when he comes back, he's going to choose between the wicked pope and the good pope that is in exile, and he's going to say, let's bring the good pope back into position, and Satan is going to rule the world. Now, we don't have time to look at it. Spurgeon's prophecy is very clear that Satan has been preparing the Catholic Church so he had a worldwide organization in order to rule the world. And you may not believe that's clear in the Spurgeon prophecy, but it is, and there is a series of tapes that is available here called The Crowning Act, where you can get all those references. It's black and white. Satan intends to rule the world. That's what he's always wanted to do, is set upon the throne of the north. And the Lord is going to let him do that at the end as the harvest comes to maturity and two groups are formed in the world just before his return. Now, when Pope John Paul II realized that he was the pope that was going to rule the world with a rod of iron, he knew he had to get serious about this act of entrustment that the messages of Fatima said that the Pope needed to do concerning Russia, now the Soviet Union, and they did another one, and after they did it, what happened? Daniel 11:40 came to pass. The Soviet Union collapsed. So what I want you to see is when the Council of Mary from the messages of Fatima were finally followed in the Catholic Church about calling an act of entrustment, bringing the bishops in, dedicating Russia, now the Soviet Union, to the Virgin Mary. Then the wheels went in motion, and very shortly thereafter, the Soviet Union came down. Now, why am I emphasizing this? 2 months ago, maybe not 3 months ago, maybe 2.5 months ago in that time frame, and unfortunately I have the information at home or with Errol to get copied, but how many of you know that there was another act of entrustment performed at the Vatican within the last 2 months? In the Vatican, within the past 2 months, there was 1,000 bishops called in, and they brought the statue of Fatima from Fatima, Portugal, to the Vatican. They brought it into the Vatican, and Pope John Paul II bowed down in front of it and stated a prayer, and I have the prayer. And what do you suppose he did in this act of entrustment? Well, he didn't dedicate Russia to the Virgin Mary. He dedicated three things: the world, the leaders of the world, and the people of the world. See, there's some kind of reason behind him doing this